May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. There's a couple of verses that I want to read. This is Psalm 18, and this is at some point later in David's life after Saul had died, who had also been trying to kill him for 10 years, and a number of enemies he's been delivered from. And he says, in verse 9 it says, he bowed the heavens also and came down. With thick darkness under his feet he rode upon a cherub and flew. And he sped upon the wings of the wind. And he made darkness his hiding place, his canopy or his pavilion around him. He made darkness his hiding place. This is Psalm Isaiah 45. And I will give you the hoarded treasures of darkness and hidden wealth of the secret places, in order that you may know me, the Lord, the God of Israel, who calls you by your name. Because we still live in a fallen world, and we're all fallen, and we have fallen humanity still, there are times when we all go through, whether it's spiritual warfare that causes it or whatever, there's always spiritual warfare in it, where we go through these dark places. And it feels like when you go through a time like that, that God is hidden from you. I know what that feeling is. Every Christian does. But the truth is, that scripture says that the darkness was his hiding place. It didn't say he was hiding from in the darkness, that he was a hiding in the darkness. And then Isaiah 45 says, I will give you, and this is the proper translation, the hoarded up treasures of darkness and the hidden wealth of the secret in dark places. The reality is, and so I pray this will become one of those refrigerator words for you. You know what I mean by refrigerator word? It's like, at least in my generation, every important scripture in the world ended up on a magnet on your refrigerator. Because we go to the refrigerator a lot. And so we'll notice them. So this is a refrigerator word because, again, every one of us goes through dark places. And the enemy tells us what we feel is that God is hidden from us. But the reality is that in those dark places, regardless of the reason, he's hiding in the dark place for you. And he wants you to encounter him, and he has hoarded up treasures for you, the hidden wealth of the secret place that he wants to deposit in your life. If you're not going through a dark place, if you've never been through a dark place, if you've got more than 90 seconds yet to live on this earth before you see Jesus face to face, you'll go through a dark place. And it's really important that the majority of the warfare is going to be about unbelief, and it's going to be about that God is hidden from you. He doesn't seem to be answering your prayer. Where are you, God? You ever prayed that prayer? And the truth is that God said, I'm hiding in the dark place, waiting for you, with hoarded treasures that I want to deposit in you that I couldn't deposit in you in any other environment than in this dark place. There's a place in Psalm 78 about the Jewish people that says, and when God killed them, then they sought him. It seems like when we go through dark places that are seeking the Lord and all the answers we have, bad answers, all the spiritual formulas get kind of, our seeking accelerates and all the formulas get set aside. And God's able to speak into our lives fresh new things. Watchman Nee used to say that you never advance spiritually apart from adversity. So that's just a word of encouragement to you. If you're going through a dark place or if you find yourself in the future, God's not hidden from you. He's hiding there for you. And he has hoarded treasures he wants to deposit in you. So when you come out of that dark place, and you will, you'll be much wealthier spiritually than you ever were before. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.